Blog Talk Radio.
You're a troublemaker. You're a troublemaker. You ain't nothing but a troublemaker, girl.
You had me hooked again from the minute you sat down. The way you got your lip got my head spinning around. After a drink or two, I was studying your head. I don't know if I had the sense to stand. Oh, oh, trouble, troublemaker, yeah, that's your middle name. Oh, oh, I know you're no good, but you're stuck in my brain. And I wanna know, why does it feel so good but hurt so bad? My mind keeps saying, run as fast as it can.
Kelly, how are you?
That's amazing.
Oh, how have you been?
I've been pretty good, honestly. I've been pretty good. Just working and recovering from, you know, breaking my leg and just enjoying life. So it's been good.
Awesome. And I heard you took a little trip here. I got back from London, didn't you?
I did, yeah. I was there for about a week and a half and went to a music festival, which was a lot of fun.
Nice.
So it was a good time. I haven't been to London in like 5 years, so it was a much-needed experience.
Awesome. as I was researching for this a show today, I came across a really a fun interview you did with Arthur Cade. It was
yeah.
That was fun.
Yeah, that was really fun. He's an awesome guy, and we had a good time.
I love the part where you go where you're a role playing with him and you just stare him down.
Yeah. It was such like an awkward thing. People were like, okay, act now. And it's like, you can't really, it's not like singing where you can just, okay, I'm going to sing a song for everyone, you know?
Right,
you
absolutely, really, absolutely.
You can't really do that. So I was just kind of like, all right, I'm just going to give him like the most evil stare I can right now.
And I'll be honest with you, it kind of creeped me out. I'll be honest with you. It creeped me out. And another thing I wanted to talk about was I was watching back some of your GH scenes that I had forgotten about when you first started, and that scene with
mm-hmm.
you and Kathleen Getty in the park when Britt first saw Obrecht, I got chills.
Oh, wow.
I still get
Thank
chills.
You.
I
Thank
still
you
get
very
chills
much.
Every time I watch that.
Yeah, it was a good one.
Yeah. What's it like working with Kathleen?
Oh, she's amazing. She's a very, very, very hard worker, but at the same time, like, has such a fun attitude and, you know, is always laughing and giggling, and she's extremely talented, and she's awesome. I mean, she's always there for you with whatever you need. If you need to run lines, if you have questions on things, if you anything, she is like she's a very just open and eagerly willing person to help. So it's awesome working with her.
I had her on my show. I want to say maybe in March or
yeah.
April.
Yeah, I remember
and
that.
And she seemed that way to me too. She's I love her to death too. She's awesome.
Yeah, she is. She's really cool.
Yeah.
And she's coming back. She's coming back for some interesting things. So who knows what's gonna happen? We're really excited about that.
Awesome. The last time you were on, here, you had told me that Britt's family history was going to come out, and boy, did
mm-hmm.
it ever.
It did, right?
And boy, did it ever.
Thank goodness. It was much needed.
Yeah. When Britt first came home, I thought to myself, I'm like, that's Britt's mom right there. It's got to be Britt's mom. But Britt's dad shocked the crap out of me.
Yeah, I know.
It shocked the crap out of me. I understand now why she is how she is. I understand it now.
Yeah. That's why I was so excited for people to, you know, kind of see her backstory was because it explained a little bit of why she is the way she is. So
mm-hmm.
I'm really glad that they did that.
Yeah.
And it's exciting that they're continuing to make, you know, more things for my character, and she's getting involved with different people in Port Charles, so she's planting her roots, so that's exciting.
And I'm glad you said that, because it just recently aired. Britt and Nick might be growing a little bit closer.
Yeah, that just right now they have a friendship, and who knows what will happen. They
mm-hmm.
both come from, you know, similar situations with
mm-hmm.
crazy families and then difficulty with love. So
mm-hmm.
I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm really enjoying it. It honestly was kind of a dream when they let me know that I was going to be working with him, because I used to watch the show years ago when he was on, and I mean, he's a very attractive man, and he's extremely talented, so I think anyone would want to work with him, and he's a legend on the show.
Right.
You know, he has so much history on that show, so it's really, really cool. The first day that we worked together, I was a bit nervous.
Now, I've been watching GH for about the past 10 years, the Cassidy and Spencer feud is kind of that's what I grew up on, so I know about Nick and all that. So
yeah,
I grew up on all that.
That's cool. Yeah, and he's going to be back on for a while, which is awesome. I think he's doing, you know, he has a primetime show The Lion Game, I think it is. And
yeah.
And now he's going to be doing GH, so we're really, really excited to have him.
Yeah. And again, as I was watching everything I could possibly get my hands on about you and researching for this interview, I ran across something that really made my respect for you rise about 1,000,000%.
Oh, really? What is this?
And now, you know, I respect you immensely.
I know,
as a woman,
you're so sweet.
And an actor.
Thank you.
But I did not know, and like I said, this made my respect for you just skyrocket. You're a big supporter of helping the homeless, aren't you?
Oh, extremely, extremely, extremely. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
It's something that I'm just starting to really get involved with. But it's been on my heart for so long, and you know, it kind of just feels like a situation that will never end and it will never get better.
Mm-hmm.
But I always feel like there's a little bit of something that we can all do, and you know, at the end of the day, even if it's just the way that you affect someone's day, if you know, you stop and have a conversation with them, or you get them coffee, or you do whatever you feel comfortable doing, even if it's just something as small as that, it's a huge thing. And at least for me, you know, I can't, and not everyone feels that way, and I can't explain the feeling that I get from doing it, and it's,
mm-hmm.
and that's why I continue to do it, is because it makes, I love how I feel from helping people that are in dire need. And you go to downtown LA, and you, like, I started working with the mission, Midnight Mission, and just going down there and seeing their facility and what they do on a daily basis and what they provide for people that had absolutely nothing and the people that live on the street outside of their building, it definitely rattles you. It really puts things in perspective. So I have to make more time for that because that's something that I really, really, really want to do. So just getting started with doing that.
Awesome. And on a much happier note, I want to go back a few years. You've been in several David Guetta videos.
I have, yes.
And one video I thought was, well, that I saw was so fun, at least it looked fun, was... I think it was the
Delirious?
Uh-huh. When you were playing the paint cans, you knew exactly what I was going to say, didn't you?
Yeah. Because that was the fun for me as well. It was so much fun. I would love to do another video with him, but he's off, you know, taking over the world in music, so...
Right.
But yeah, it was a really fun time in my life, and it kind of just one turned into five, I think it did, four or five, and it was really, really, really cool. And the recognition just alone from those videos was insane. I mean, I remember when I was traveling abroad, and the people who, even here, I had, you know, sitting at coffee and had a girl come up to me and just kind of like freaked out about the David Guetta videos, and I'm like, this is crazy. It was so crazy. It was really fun.
And something else I wanted to mention real quick, and I tweeted you about this. I think it was when you did a short film, The Time.
I did. Mm-hmm.
That was amazing.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
That was absolutely amazing.
Yeah, I'm really, really proud of that because I worked with these guys on another film last year, and they called me up and they're like, hey, we're getting involved in the 48-hour film festival. And basically you have 48 hours to come up with the concept, shoot it, edit it and submit it. And it's a really intense process, and I've never done anything like that. And so I had no idea what the story was going to be like. I didn't know anything, and I showed up and I read the, you know, couple of pages, the synopsis of the story, and I was like, okay, let's do this. And then the makeup was insane. We had such a fantastic special effects makeup guy that was a part of the crew, and that helped so much make the story even more believable. And it was, we were all just in it, and we were all in it to make it the best that we possibly could. And the outcome is really great, and we've gotten several awards from it. And it was a really, really, really cool part of my career. I'm really happy that it turned out the way it did.
Awesome. Now, is there anything else on the horizon for you that's coming up that you want to plug or anything?
I do have a movie coming out. I don't know when. I think it is October, but I have yet to get word. It's called Grace Unplugged, mm-hmm. and I don't have a huge role in that. But it's a fun story about a girl who, you know, chases her dreams of being a pop star. And I'm the pop star that she has been idolizing for years, and we kind of meet, and she sees, oh, I've sold my soul to get what I want. It's a really, like, heartfelt family story. So I'm excited to see that. And then I have another movie that's coming out, I think, around the same time. I don't know what kind of release either of the films are getting, but it's called Raise, and it's with Zoe Bell, who is, like, one kick-ass stunt double. She's done so many big actresses stunts for years, and she's finally doing her own movies. And I have a little part in that, and then a bigger part in the sequel, which we'll be shooting next year. So yeah, just look out for those.
Uh-huh.
And whatever little TV shows I can book while I'm on GH, I will definitely keep everyone informed about that.
Awesome. I know something else. And I remember back last time you were on the show, and I asked about a hidden talent.
About
there's
who?
One that I've got. I have a hidden talent that.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm a southern white boy from Tennessee, but I can rap.
Oh, shit, Tony.
But I can rap,
I might have to hear this stuff.
Alrighty, hold on.
So, shit, here we go.
Hold on.
Cody's about to bring the heat.
I don't know about that, but...
Yes, you are. I
do what I can, you know. Are you a big Snoop Lion fan?
Who?
A Snoop Lion.
I don't think I know.
AKA Snoop Dogg.
Snoop Dogg, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a huge fan, but I like some of his older stuff, yeah.
Awesome. Well, this is one of his songs I'm about to rap for you.
Oh, shit. I'm ready.
I was off in a club having a drink, going on a sweet when I picked this little freak out. I was off in a ball, a drifter, shorty with a game on, and she had the flow, man, with a see-through dress, long hair, light brown eyes, looking like Miss Bo Peep. And I play a note if I take her home with real big hips, just so right, I'm on beat. So I approach the chick with a real pretty face, nice curves on her with a little bitty waist. I whisper in her ear, little mama, what you drink? I know that you a freak, but you know I ain't gonna say shh. See, my game is outrageous. Got into the crib and exchanged for love faces. But wasn't a need for me to rush the bus one because I wanted her to have an eruption. And there we go. Ta-da.
Oh, my goodness. I'm so impressed. Congrats. That's awesome.
And here we go.
You killed it. Look at you, Cody. That's insane. That's really good.
Well, thank you.
Just drop some heat.
And getting away from that embarrassing moment for a second.
No, that was not embarrassing. That was incredible. Thank you so much for sharing that. I loved it.
And that was actually the first time I've ever sung or a rap or anything on the show. So
wow!
First time I've ever.
It was due for you to do that.
Maybe, but anyway. And speaking of music, we were talking off air, and I did have a little something I wanted to play for you.
Okay.
And here we go.
The days come easy and the moments pass slow, and each road leads you where you want to go. And if you're faced with a choice and you have to choose, I hope you choose the one that means the most to you. And if one door opens to another door closed, I hope you keep on walking till you find the window. If it's cold outside, show the world the warmth of your smile. But more than anything, more than anything, my wish for you, that is life, become all that you wanted to. Your dreams stay big, your worries stay small. You never need to carry more than you can hold. And while you're out there getting where you're getting to, I hope you know somebody loves you and wants the same thing too. Never forget all the ones who love you in the place you left. I hope you always forgive and you never regret, and you help somebody every chance you get. Oh, you find God's grace in every mistake, and always give more than you take. But more than anything, yeah, more than anything. Come all that you wanted to, your dreams stay big, your
And if you're crying, I apologize for any tears in advance. I apologize
really
for any tears.
Beautiful. Who is that? It was really beautiful.
Rascal Flatts. They're a
okay.
A country group.
Yeah, I know them. Yeah, it was really sweet. Loved it.
Well, thank you. I just wanted to say that you, my friend, are a beautiful person inside and out. And it's always
thank
a pleasure to it's always a pleasure to have you on the show, and I consider you a friend. So you're, like I said, you're a welcome back anytime you want to come back.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I love being on your show and receiving tweets from you and everything. And I just think that you're a very special person, and you always motivate me to stay positive. And the glass is always half full. So thank you for that.
If anything, you inspire me, if anything.
Oh, you're a sweetheart. Thank you.
And with that, I think I'm going to let you go, and I'll be talking with you on Twitter, okay?
Okay, sounds good, Cody. Have a great weekend, and it's so good to hear from you. Thank you.
All right, you too. Bye, Kelly.
Bye.
Well, I hope you guys enjoyed my little embarrassing rap moment. And I still have no clue why I did that. But anyway, I think now I'm going to end the show here. So you've been listening to Weekdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.